We are in Romans 3, verse 24. And last week, I defined this word that you probably don't use in your everyday language, but propitiation, which the definition is just that it's a sacrifice that satisfied God's wrath and leads to our unmerited favor. Okay? So you, to understand this lesson, you've got to have that down. So propitiation is a sacrifice that does two things. It satisfies God's wrath on one hand. You know, God who is angry because of sin, the sacrifice satisfies completely that wrath. And on the other hand, it leads to our unmerited favor. So not only does it cancel out this negative against us, it gives us blessing upon blessing. And so in verse 25, we have this word. It's only used a couple times in the Bible, but it says, let's start at 24. It says, we're justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. That to be received by faith tells us a lot. You guys know this. You're going to probably know everything about this lesson, but it has to be received by faith, because this is going to be one of your biggest battles, is that you can recognize that Jesus was this sacrifice, that it does cancel wrath, that it does give us blessing. You all know that, but your daily battle is how to receive that, because it's something that has to be received. It's given to you, but it has to be received by you, and the battle for you is going to be how you receive it. Because every day, you know, yourself and the enemy and everything else is going to want to get you to earn it. And it's got to be received by faith. That's the only way to receive this propitiation, this sacrifice. And it's important to know that nothing else on the planet is a propitiation for God. Jesus is this propitiation. He's the one and only sacrifice that does these two things, okay? Nothing else is that. I mean, so not your works and not your church and not your family and not, you know, how many times you've done this or that or how good you're doing. None of those things are a sacrifice. You know, Jesus is the one and only. And so your faith has to be in a man, has to be in Jesus, okay? You guys know that. So, but essentially what this word is, propitiation, it's the gospel. It's just this fact that God was angry, but Jesus' sacrifice satisfied God's wrath. And then the second part of it is that we have nothing, but Jesus' sacrifice gives us just so many blessings and favor that we don't deserve. Now, the whole point in this lesson today, I've talked about this for a couple of weeks, but today I want to talk about what exactly this is communicating to you. You know what the sacrifice is. You know about it. But what's it? What's this propitiation thing that Jesus did? What's it telling you? And as I was praying through and thinking about this, like for this last month, I've been in a kind of a funk. And you guys, have you guys ever gotten those funk kind of moods where you're just out of it, and you're not feeling alive spiritually, and you're either depressed or you're down or whatever it is, you know? I've been going through that, and what I've realized in that, and you might think differently, but this is just my opinion, but I think deep down at the core of those times, you're usually lacking in one of two areas. You're feeling lack in one of two areas, and that's righteousness and love. Okay, that's what I think. I think, you know, there's several other things going on in your mind. There's probably several distractions, but if you trace it, you know, where's this coming from? Where are these thoughts coming from? What's going on in my heart? If you trace it to the deepest part of it, I think you're feeling a lack of righteousness, or you're feeling a lack of love, and that's why a passage like this is so good, because what it says in Scripture that what Jesus being a propitiation tells us is that it communicates love and it communicates righteousness. This is the answer to both of those things. This is the answer, you know, Jesus and what he did is the answer to being alive spiritually, you know, and being refreshed and being revived. So, and I'll prove it to you. 25, if we keep reading, it says, Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. okay? Period. Look at the sentence. This was to show God's righteousness because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. Okay? The whole point, according to this sentence, you know, that this whole God's plan thing with Jesus being this sacrifice, you know, he had it all planned out this way. And what it, one of the main thing it does is it shows us God's righteousness. Okay? So meditating on the gospel, you know, shows us God's righteousness. I see two things in Scripture that reveals righteousness to us. One of them is Romans 3:5, where it says, our unrighteousness serves to show the righteousness of God. Okay? That's step one. Us not being good enough, you know, us falling short and sinning. That's why I said a couple of weeks ago, your past and your sin, if you combine it with faith in Jesus, actually has value, you know. Knowing how much you fall short, that has a value, you know. It doesn't just have to be guilt. It can show you how much you need God's righteousness. But anyway, so we have that. Our unrighteousness shows God's righteousness. And the second thing that shows God's righteousness in Scripture is this sacrifice. It reveals it to us. I think the best way, you know, just talked about this stuff so much. And you guys know this, but it's just so hard, you know, if you think you're really, really, really good at something, you know, when you see someone that's good at something and, you know, and you're deceived in your mind and you think you're just as good, it's hard to appreciate, you know. I don't know a good example. If you think you're really good at art, you know, and you really truly see good art, you're going to be more critical of it. You're not going to value it because you're going to be comparing and thinking. But if you just know, you know, you're terrible at art and you've tried and tried and tried to be good at art and you can't be good at art, you know, and every time you try to paint this picture, it comes out, you know, not like you want. And then you see someone who's just amazing at it. You have a value that you wanted to have. And it's the same thing with righteousness. The more you know you're not righteous, the greater this righteousness from God looks, okay? So his sacrifice is where you find that. You've got to know that, you know. If you're feeling that lack and, you know, that dull feeling, you know, not knowing your righteousness or your relationship with the Lord or how you stand with him, don't look for it, you know. Don't look for it in yourself and don't look for it in your past. And don't look for it in your future and how good you're going to do. You're looking in the wrong place. The place you find God's righteousness is in his sacrifice. You've got to look there. It's the only place you'll find it. You've got to look at Jesus and the sacrifice. 26 says, make sure I'm saying line. This was to show God's righteousness because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. 26, it was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So, again, in God's plan, you know, that's the whole point he's wanting to get to. I mean, from Genesis through the Old Testament, through sacrifices, through us falling short, you know, through Jesus coming and dying. And the whole point God's wanting to get to is he wants to be just and he wants to be the justifier. That, you know, this one sentence, you know, the whole Bible leads up to this one sentence. Jesus wants to be everything to you. And he wants to be it so bad in your life that, you know, if you try to justify yourself in any other way, God's going to curse that. I mean, not only is it wrong, we know it's wrong, but it's going to be a curse, like a heavy weight on your back, you know, that gets you nowhere if you try to justify yourself in any other way. That's why Satan does this to you every single day. Tries to get your eyes back on yourself, tries to get your faith in what you've done, tries to remind you of all the bad things you've done, tries to get you to think of all the good things you're going to do. That's his best weapon, you know. He's trying to get you to justify yourself. And it's gonna be a curse. It's gonna be just like going out in the snow and peeling out. You'll get nowhere. You'll use all your effort on trying to justify yourself and get nowhere. So you got to think of it that way. Me trying to justify myself through any other means is a curse. It's a curse. It's death. It's just a road to nowhere. think about it that way. Righteousness, which I like to think of as being right with God or you're standing with God, you've got to find that. You've got to fight with your mind to find that in Jesus. Every time you feel that funky, kind of weird place with God, you've got to stop and sit down and make your mind and your heart get back on track with the Word and say, my righteousness is in Jesus Christ, and it's not anywhere else. I've got to push out these thoughts of my past, and I've got to push out these thoughts of what I've been doing and my struggles and my good things, you know. I've got to push all of them out, and I've got to get my faith on Jesus. Second thing, go to 1 John 4:10 so you can see it with me. Second thing, I said that this propitiation word, that Jesus was a sacrifice, shows you, according to Scripture, is love, and it directly says it. We can start at 1 John 4:9 just to keep it in context, and it says, in this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. 10. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Okay? Do you see that there? This is love, not that we first loved God, but that God loved us. And this is love, that he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So, it's just, again, it's the same thing. This was my biggest struggle growing up, and I know you guys struggle with this at times, but this lack of love kind of feeling, you know. And I tried, and I know you'll probably try, you know. You'll try to find love, and so, I mean, this is what so many sins are sourced from, trying to find love. I mean, even things like pornography, as weird as it sounds, I think you're trying to find, you're feeling a lack of love and you're trying to satisfy, you know. With girls struggling with dressing immodestly, you're feeling a lack of love, you know. But you're trying to fill it, you're trying to get that, you're thinking attention will fill that, you know. But you're feeling a lack of love, and you can probably trace every single one of your sins to this lack of love kind of feeling. And I'm telling you now, according to Scripture, you have the potential to look for love in any area you want. You can try to find love in a lot of things, a lot of sinful things and a lot of good things, and you can try to find love everywhere. But you really want to know what love is, and it says in this is real love, not that you love God, but that God loved you and that he sent his Son to be a sacrifice for you. That's where you find love. So you get that. You're sitting in your room or wherever, and you're by yourself, and you're just thinking, and you got beat up all day, and you're feeling that lack of love. This is where you've got to turn. You won't find it anywhere else. You've got to turn here and say, I know that I'm loved, not that I'm lovable, and not that, you know, I've done so many good things, and not that, not anything else, but I know that I'm loved because Jesus died for me. And God gave Jesus, you know, he gave him as a sacrifice because he loved me. That's how you know love. And it's the only way you'll ever find that kind of love that satisfies, okay? And even, and let's get more specific just to think through this. It can't just be, you know, you might know I'm not feeling loved by God. You might even know that sometimes. But you can't stop and try to find God's love. Like if I asked one of you guys, I'm not going to ask you, but if I ask you and say, how do you know God loves you? I've asked people questions. I ask myself this question sometimes. And sometimes the answer looks like, well, because of all the blessings in my life. And, you know, because God's been good to me. And those are okay answers. But the problem is, what happens when those blessings are gone, you know? Those blessings that you're counting on, you know, that's how you know God's love. What happens when they're not there? Or what happens in those times when it's kind of dark in your mind and you don't necessarily feel like God's being really good to you right now? My whole point is, you can't base, you know, the fact that you're loved on anything else, you know, even good things, you know, you can't base it on anything other than Jesus died for me. That's your foundation, you know. That's how you know love, and it's the only way. So I want you to think through that. Romans 5 is one more that'll clarify this point. But Romans 5:7 says, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die." And you all should know Romans 5:8, because it'll get you through so much spiritual warfare. It says, "But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Okay, that's how you know love. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So, again, and this is going to be a short lesson, but when you're sitting, you know, when you're getting beat up by the enemy and your mind's beating you up and you've been struggling and you're in a cloudy place, you know, and we all get there. For whatever reason, we all get there. But when you get to that place, I want you next time to fight that by faith, and I want you to sit down and think through these two things. I am righteous because, you know, and I know God's righteous because of Jesus' sacrifice. And I know he loved me, not because I loved him first, or not because I've done good things, not because I deserved it, not because I'm so attractive to him or lovable. I'm loved because he gave Jesus for me. You've got to get back there with all your might and with all, you know, with everything you have, point your faith in that direction. You've got to get there. And that's life, you know. And you know, and the next day, when it comes again, I don't feel loved and I don't feel righteous. You fight again, but this is your fight. You don't just try to push those thoughts away. You get your faith right. And this is why, if you ever went to the shack, which I lived in for a couple of years, I wrote these verses on my wall so I'd read them every single morning when I got ready, because my mind did not dwell in life. My mind dwelt in death, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm not good, and you know, my mind dwelt in somewhere other than faith in Jesus. And so I said, I've got to get my mind straight, and this is a long-term battle, and it's hard right now, but in a couple of years, this fight is going to be worth it. And so I wrote verse after verse after verse, you know, and the only category for these verses was, it has to tell me who I am in Christ. That's what I want to know. I'm righteous in Christ. I'm loved in Christ. You know, and I wrote these kind of verses on my wall, and every morning when I'm getting ready, I look at them, and I get them into my head, and I pray they get into my heart, but I'm trying to get my faith centered in what Jesus says. And that's how you fight, you know? Any other fight is just a waste of time if it's not getting your faith in Jesus. It's just going to wear you out and distract you. That's a short lesson, and that's my lesson. So I'll pray that for you guys and let you talk and think. But Father, I just pray again, just a gratitude, just a prayer of thanks, Father, that we have Jesus, the sacrifice who satisfied your wrath, and who gives us favor and blessing that we've never deserved. And I pray, Lord, that in that, and seeing that, and seeing your Son, we would find righteousness and love, just true love and true righteousness that we can so quickly feel lack of, Father. So fill us this morning with your Holy Spirit. Help us to know you and to find ourselves in you. In Jesus' name, amen.